by me.
Ah, yes, and welcome. It's a rather sedate opening.
Well, this is the Anthrax.
There's the band that's called...
Don't they have a band called Tuberculosis?
Well, there you go, right there, with the kids. Why don't they have a band called...
You might want to introduce the program.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. This is General Galen Shaw.
I'm Margaret Gray.
Said you're Bud Dickman. No, man, I'm Robert Leonard. I'm Bud Dickman. I didn't say I was almost Bud Dickman. I said and Bud Dickman. I was going to introduce you.
Yeah, whatever. All right, take it easy, will you? And anyway, did I say...
Yes, you said you're you.
And we're here, basically, collectively, filling in for Phil Hendry for today's program as we take a look at the, whatever the hell it is, the Academy Awards for the whole damn deal. And you can hear in the background there.
Yes, that is Jimmy Kimmel, and he's introducing now...
Well, I don't know who it is.
Guys is walking pretty slow, so it must be an old guy.
I don't know. What do you mean? I don't know who it is. It's a. But there's a guy that is standing. People know who he is.
I have no idea who this man is.
All right, well, he's introducing another award as we are giving you the Academy Awards today from Hollywood, California. And we're going to try and follow this as closely as we can.
Yes, so far they've given awards out for makeup and for sound and for special effects and all of these different things that no one cares about.
Yeah, a lot of people don't care about those awards. That's why they do them early. So right now, the guy that we don't know who this guy is introducing some people.
I don't recognize this guy, but everyone seems to know who he is.
Well, obviously we're going to find out. Now, they are shooting. The camera just showed some people in the back who look to be developmentally disabled.
Either that or they are representatives of another country. Oh, he's Indian or Asian.
Yeah, you see, he's developmentally disabled.
Well, they looked as if they had been wheeled in. That's the point that I'm trying to make.
Yeah, I can agree with that.
Jackie goes to the golf ball and wins. Starring Jackie Chan and three other people. Now again, does anybody know who this is? That night's
celebration. Oh, it's Vince Vaughn, for God's sake.
What was it?
Vince Vaughn, for God's sake.
Vince Vaughn, for God's sake.
And now they are showing Jeff Bridges. He is introducing some other jazz. Oh, I know what this is. These are the Academy Awards that they show that people get that they don't want anyone to see because no one cares.
That's correct. In some, yes, that's rather.
But nobody's going to really care about it.
These are awards they're giving to old people. Richard Gere's up there. They also showed another. Here's a lady here, Ann V. Coates, Don Cheadle.
Boy, you mean old.
They don't seem old to me.
Well, they do look as if they are elderly. Look at this. This is Frederick Wiseman.
So again, ladies and gentlemen, you have stumbled upon us here, showing or hearing or we're listening to and trying to give you the Bird's Eye View in the words of the late, great Chick McGee.
Chick Hearn!
I mean Chick Hearn.
You mean Chick McGee?
I forgot the man's name. He used to do the Laker games.
Man, you forget Chick Hearn's name, man. That's like forgetting George Washington.
I understand. Jesus. I don't know why I thought of Chick McGee. But those were those awards that they give, the Academy Awards that they give out during the middle of the week that no one cares about.
Generally, they're technical awards. The people they're showing here are the people who receive those awards. Jackie Chan, okay?
Ah, yes.
But why'd you say they look developmentally disabled?
I thought they'd been wheeled in.
Well, I do believe at least half of them were wheeled in. They may be people who are, groundbreaking, what do you call the thing?
Pioneers.
Pioneers of the whole deal.
That's Butterfly McQueen.
How would you know?
I've seen her on television, everything.
Well, they're showing some of the people of color who have won Academy Awards. Oh, wow. And women and little tiny kids.
Yes, I suppose these are all people who are receiving awards who were not expected to receive awards.
Yeah, exactly. There's a lady there, what's her name? Angelica Houston. They showed, here is Benicio del Toro.
Basically, they're all Hispanic.
No, not all Hispanic. They're females. People who are, there's Diana Wiest and...
Diana Wiest.
No, it's pronounced Wiest. Oh,
Now, General had it right.
And coming up on the stage now is, there's Kate Blanchett, Debbie Reynolds.
And this young lady, I remember her from a few years ago. What's her name again?
Yeah, Judy Dench. Jesus.
Hey, you know,
I forget.
Well, now they're coming out. The people are going to give the award for actor in a supporting role.
And here comes a rabbi.
No, he's just a man wearing a hat.
It could very well be a rabbi thing.
Is this guy wearing a hat because he...
Category was for best performance.
Is he wearing a hat for the Jewish holidays?
I don't know, but he is coming out in a hat with a bow tie.
The brilliant work of these five superb actresses reminded me...
And he'll be giving out the Supporting Actress Award.
Now, the Supporting Actress Award goes to the what?
Opposition's greatest films.
What kind of a question is that?
No, so the actress is best is a supporting actress. Okay, thank you.
But don't ask questions that anyone else that asked that question would be kicked off of a moving bus. You understand?
I thought it was very good.
You understand, though, that anyone else that asked that question would be kicked off of a moving bus.
I understand.
Now, this gentleman is going on and on about something. I'm not sure what. I wish they'd just get up there and go, here's the award.
Will people... Oh, here we go.
Shh. All right, everyone.
They're now showing Viola Davis... In the film Fences.
Wasn't she a co-star?
What do you mean a co-star?
Why would they say a supporting actress?
I don't know. I know, because she was in a movie with Denzel Washington.
That was my first mistake.
And they're showing a scene from Fences with Viola Davis. And again, Denzel Washington starred in this film.
Anybody see it?
No.
No.
And now they're showing, she's in a lovely, lovely dress. The next actress is Naomi Harris from Moonlight.
Oh, this is they already gave out an award to the director of that film, didn't they?
They did not, no.
Don't lie to me, boy.
This is a film that is about a young man, a coming-of-age film for a young African-American.
I ain't feeling good. I need something to help me out.
And this is the mother who's sort of begging this kid. I don't know what he's supposed to do.
Oh, my God. You think she wants him to go out
and peddle narcotics? Here is Nicole Kidman, who seems to get, this is called, what's the name of this film, Bud?
I think it's called Lion.
It's Nicole Kidman here. She's pretty good.
Yeah, well, she's always getting nominated for something. Either she's getting nominated for actress, she's getting nominated for, like, a senator. Not senator, but...
What do you mean, senator?
Well, some kind of political thing.
And here is, from Hidden Figures, Octavia Spencer.
This is a very groundbreaking Academy Awards because of these nominees, at least three of them are African-American women. It looks as if the Academy is making up for all of the lost time.
Well, what are you trying to say?
What they're saying is the Academy of the Arts and the Sciences, whatever it's called, hasn't really recognized minority actors the way they should have.
Well, I'd say that's true. Well, yeah, you'd say that, but how do we know it's true?
Bud, quit while you're ahead.
And now from Manchester by the Sea, Michelle Williams. Is that the name?
I believe so, or it might have been Brown.
It was either Michelle Williams or what do you mean, Brown?
Well, not, you couldn't see it too good.
I couldn't see it that well.
Michelle Williams or Michelle Brown?
The lady's name is Michelle Williams.
And from the film Manchester by the Sea.
I don't know how far I sent to you. No.
And apparently she said a dirty word because they pixelated the mouth there at that moment.
Hey! That was very good. Very good indeed. Now, this guy with the hat, the Oscar goes to it was Michelle Viola Williams. Davis. Viola Davis wins.
I knew she would.
Yay! Viola Davis. Viola Davis wins for the movie Some or Other.
I believe it was from Fences, right? Or not Hidden Fences, or...
I don't know.
And here is Viola Davis coming up onto the stage now, wearing the beautiful red dress. She's a lovely woman, isn't she?
Very lovely indeed. I don't know if they'll put up a graphic. I forget the movie she's in.
Man, we should have gone out and seen some of these movies for crying out loud, man.
Yeah, it's embarrassing. You ain't seen nothing.
I was very, very busy this year. I wasn't able to get to all of my screeners.
What do you mean, your screeners?
I'm talking about the films that they send to me, the Screen Actors Guild, because I am a member. Forget it.
Ah, she's giving a nice little... Here's a speech.
People ask me all the time.
Thank you very much.
What kind of stories?
So, this young lady, who's giving a very impassioned... I bet you she's saying something historic.
She's probably saying something that will be quoted in the newspapers tomorrow that we can't shut our mouths.
That we can't shut up to hear, so we're going to miss it.
That is a very good point, because we keep our mouths running and talking through all of this. Who knows what this young lady is about to say? She may be saying where a buried treasure is or something.
Exactly. She's talking for a long time. Don't they give them the green light or the red light?
Both give them a red light.
Well, let's hope they give her the... Yay, that's great.
Well, have some respect, General.
I'm having respect. There's Denzel Washington. Looks like he's blubbering tears.
He's bound to, on account of he was in a movie with her.
And exalted the ordinary people.
She's very emotional.
Well, wouldn't you be?
Wouldn't I be what?
Wouldn't you be had you won an Academy Award?
Wouldn't I be had I... If I won an Academy Award, I'd say, give it back. And then I'd run and hide.
That is a pretty good idea, what he's saying.
I don't understand.
Why would I win an Academy Award?
If you were an actor...
If I was an actor, I suppose I'd say thank you. I'd squirt a few tears, run back to my seat, have myself another Kool-Aid or whatever the hell they give them, then leave.
Man, he's talking about drinking the Kool-Aid?
I didn't mean that. I meant have myself a soft drink.
And, oh, Captain, my Captain Denzel Washington.
Hey, she just quoted...
Yes, indeed she did. She quoted Walt Whitman, Captain, my Captain. That, of course, was supposed to be Abraham Lincoln, who was shot dead, and...
All right, we get it.
Two entities in the driving seat.
Viola Davis. And we are still trying to determine what movie she was in.
We will get that for you in just a moment.
And when we do, we will deliver it to you. Right now, we are waiting for confirmation that she was in a film.
Well, she obviously was.
Yes, obviously she was. But the name of the film, again...
Now, they're giving her more time than she should have. Is this,
this is not proper. We'll go to Frank. Frank Gray is out there in the front of the theater. He's going to give us a little background. Frank, what do you think about what's going on right now on the stage as to whether or not Viola Davis should be given all this time?
He's running his mouth very a low man. Someone stop him. Although he is beautiful in that red dress. And I think he's astounding to look at. The guy in the front row, what's she doing? Anyway, this is Frank Gray, and that's all I give a sweet goddamn about, and I'll send it back to the studio now.
All right, Frank, thank you very much. Frank Gray out in front of the theater where the Academy Awards... Where is he, anyway?
I don't know. We haven't been able to determine. All right, we'll take a break here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. We haven't determined yet what movie Viola Davis was in, but we will, and we'll be right back with that momentarily.
World-famous Phil Hendry Show, covering the Academy Awards on the Phil Hendry Show. Yeah.
The Phil Hendry Show, brought to you by Malmation Dog Food. Malmations, 16 different ingredients, 5 of them good for dogs, most of them good for human beings on a starvation diet. Malmation Dog Food. Hi, Kip Brown here. Yeah. That's my little dog, Kippers. I named him after me, and he's going to name his puppies after me. So everyone gets named after me, huh? Isn't that right, Kippers? And I feed him, or her, what are you? Doesn't matter. Malmations Dog Food, because it has 15 different ingredients, most of them are good for human beings, a few are good for dogs. What I do is eat it myself, or I feed it to him, her, it. If you've got a dog, that's if you've got a dog, feed it Malmations. If you don't have a dog, eat this for a snack. Malmations Dog Food. 15, 16, 17 different ingredients, 5 of which are good for dogs, the rest good for humans. Malmations Dog Food. Get it now at Corbley's or your Inslee department stores. Man, there's nothing like the cool, sweet taste of Mother Joy's lemonade. This stuff goes down quick, it goes down easy, and it stays in your stomach for days on end until finally you get a stomach ache and out it goes. Just kidding. Mother Joy's lemonade doesn't do any of that. All it does is quench your thirst. It's sweet as hell. You're going to live out there in the sunshine. People are going to say, what's making you so happy? And you'll say, Mother Joy's lemonade. You ever had it? And they'll say, no, we haven't. And you can say, well, you don't get any of mine. No way. Mother Joy's lemonade. You'll be tempted to share it, but you won't. Mother Joy's lemonade. Get it today, wherever it's sold. And right now, we're having a hard time determining that. Mother Joy's lemonade. It's a joy for Mother Joy.
World famous Phil Henry Show from the El Pacifico in Southern California. And this is General Galen Shaw, along with Margaret Gray, Bud Dickman, Robert Leonard, and of course myself, as we bring you the Academy Awards from Hollywood, California. Right now they have been in a commercial break and are still in their commercial break. So we will, right now, I'll just throw it back to ourselves, I guess. So far, what's your takeaway?
Well, right now, my takeaway on all of this, General Shaw, is Viola Davis and what movie was she in? This is one of the more interesting mysteries, I think, of the night. And I'm wondering if we're going to be told.
Well, I imagine the people in the movie theater know.
Why do you think that?
Because I think they probably showed it on a big sign.
That is a good point that Bud's making. Did they show it on a big sign, or did they show it in the theater itself?
Well, I would imagine that they did. It doesn't do an actor much good to be, you know, the winner of an Academy Award and the Oscar and the whole thing. But, you know, whatever Oscar, who is the guy again?
The Oscar is the award.
Yeah, the Oscar. It doesn't do them any good to win an Oscar if nobody knows what goddamn movie they were in. You understand what I'm saying?
Absolutely, General.
We return now to the Academy Awards in Hollywood, California.
I don't know if anybody's going to be able to give a speech after that.
And Jimmy Kimmel is on stage.
People were crying.
People are, he's giving quite a review.
Yeah, well, he's going to make a joke about it.
Yeah, he just made a joke about Viola Davis's speech. The punchline of which we don't know.
And Jimmy Kimmel now is about to bring out another person who's going to say stuff.
Yes, another person that's going to say stuff.
He's just made a joke about Gary Busey. Because, you know, Jerry, what's the guy's name?
Gary Busey.
Gary Busey is sort of a character that they've loved to abuse over the years because apparently he got his head cracked open on a motorcycle.
Oh, look at this. They're showing the Starline Tour and the Walk of Fame.
Oh, I know what this is. This is one of the comedy bits that many of the hosts will do. As you probably remember, Billy Crystal was very famous for doing a lot of these. Well, I just saw Mel Gibson there.
Now, that's unusual. Why would they invite Mel Gibson and allow him in here?
A very good question, although I imagine Mel Gibson's power in Hollywood is such that they can't keep him out.
Well, nonetheless, we saw Mel Gibson, and he was indeed allowed in.
All right, so Mel Gibson was allowed into the Academy Awards, but that interrupted the comedy bit that Jimmy Kimmel's doing right now, having to do with the Starline Tours.
The Starline Tours, for those of you that don't know, that have never been to Hollywood, obviously is a tour bus that you would take and go all kinds of places. You can see the homes of the stars. We don't know whether those are the real homes of the stars or not.
That's a very good point. You may see a house that is a movie star's house, or they may just show you a big house and say that's where, you know, Denzel or Viola Davis or whoever lives.
I discovered this film in Germany on my 17th.
Right now they're showing a retrospective on movies, I guess, that are favorites of movie stars. And
this one is The Apartment, the Jack Lemmon film. I think that's also Shirley MacLaine.
Now, who's this young lady talking?
We don't know. We haven't been able to determine. Yeah.
So far, I think the thing that marks this Academy Awards is that we've had a more difficult time than years past determining who these people are and what movies they were in.
Absolutely, General. And I think it's something that the Academy of the Science and the Art and the, you know...
Academy of Major Arts.
The Academy of Major Motion Picture Science Art.
Yeah, whatever they call that, which I think there's Jack Lemmon. He was always one of my favorites.
And that's Shirley MacLaine. Those people we do know.
Yes. But it is something they should work on in the future. Now, here you go, right here. Charlize Theron.
She was in the Ground... Oh, look at that. Shirley MacLaine is with her as well.
Charlize Theron was what?
She was in the groundbreaking film Monster, which was about the woman that murdered, I forget her name, Warnell or something like that.
Yeah.
And
we don't know the names of the serial killers or the actors.
Yes.
And right now on stage is Shirley MacLaine and Charlize Theron.
That's the nicest reception I've had in 250,000 years. Thank you.
And Shirley MacLaine says she's been alive for 250,000 years. And I think that's...
We know that it's all...
Don't say it, General.
Oh, no. What?
Were you going to say you thought that was quite accurate?
No, I wasn't going to say that. I was going to say, although there was a moment there, I thought I was going to say it. You're right. No, I was going to say that's a little bit of a joke at her own expense.
Well, she does look, now that you mentioned, she does look old.
Well, Miss Gray.
What does that mean?
People who live in glass houses shouldn't...
Don't do this in the middle of the Academy Awards.
I'll deal with you later. What award is this, Robert?
Here are the five that rose to the top. The nominees for Best Foreign Language Film.
Best Foreign Language Movie. Yeah, that's what she just said.
Yeah, but people aren't hearing it. Land of Mine. And I don't know what the hell this is about, but it looked like those are Chinese soldiers. Another one, a man called Ove, O-V-E. And it looks like he dies of a heart attack. Another film called Tana, and that's from Australia. Looks like it's about the Aborigines of the southeastern... the South Pacific, and then Tony Erdmann from Germany. Some guy just took his teeth out of his head. The Salesman in Iran. Wow. Somebody just got their head blown off. And, all right, there it is.
Well, those were some very dramatic-looking films. Let's see who wins the best foreign language picture movie. The Salesman. Iran.
How about that? I bet you they did that to piss off Donald Trump.
No question about it, General. Iran has won for the best foreign language movie, but a movie called The Salesman.
Now, I don't know how this guy got into the country, what with a Muslim ban and everything, but he did, and he's there to receive the award. Well, that's a very good point. We'll go to Frank Gray to find out if we can get any background on that. Frank, how did this guy get into the country to get his award for this movie?
Well, I think she was granted some kind of a visa, although what visa she would have gotten but let's remember that she's a man, and in Iran, it being a Muslim country, the man is going to get more respect, so she's automatically going to be allowed to travel to the United States to win the award for the best language, foreign or domestic film. Frank Gray here out in front of the theater where they're having the Academy Awards.
Now, have you been able to determine what theater that is?
I do not know the theater that we're at. We will be getting some updates on that later on. Frank Gray reporting here on the Iranian getting into the country.
Please. All right, thank you very much, Frank Gray. So there's a very, very... Now, here is a speech being given by the Iranian.
This is bound to make Donald Trump very angry. She is speaking about the aggression of the hegemonous and the violent aggression of countries. And she's talking on about these nationalities.
No question about it that Donald Trump will be mad about it.
Well, you know what? That's life in the big city. Obviously, the Motion Picture Academy Science of Art and Moving Pictures, we don't know what the name of it is, but obviously they are making a statement here on this, the 6,000th Academy Awards.
Please welcome an Academy Award nominee tonight, Dev Patel.
Dev Patel?
Not Dev Patel. Des Patel or something, I don't know. And that's another Indian name.
Yeah, another foreign name.
As filmmakers, we aspire to tell stories that matter. Telling a story that matters is what...
We'll find out now.
It's what he lived for.
What this award's going to be.
In the early days of the Syrians...
Well, he sounds like he's an Englishman.
He's probably an Englishman who was born in England, but he's really an Iranian.
Yes, his parents.
Absolutely, yes.
It's a documentary that tells Jim's story.
I believe this is a documentary.
Together they have created a song for the film that speaks to all who feel the loss of a loved one.
Oh, this is a best original song.
Oh, Jesus.
Well, you know, General,
we don't have time for this. We don't have time for this. Tell you what we'll do is we'll take a break here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show, and we'll be back with more, because they're doing a song, and we don't, you know... To be honest with you, I can't hang with that, man. I can't do that.
Yeah, can't do that at all.
World-famous Phil Henry Show, the El Pacifico in Southern California. Be right back.
After these, oh, that's Sting doing a song.
We now have the answers to why Sting was allowed in the audience. He's there every year. He's doing the song acoustically. So yes, this looks like it'll be long and dull.
I'll be right back after these special announcements.
There's nothing like a cup of Henderson's tea to get you going in the morning. Hi, this is Bill Gapp for Henderson's Tea. One cup of Henderson's Tea can do things you wouldn't even imagine a tea can do. You'll be up out of bed and dressed within 2 minutes. You'll be out the door from the moment you got out of bed in 5 minutes. And you'll be at your place of business, no matter where it is, within 10 minutes of you getting out of bed. From the time you get to work until the time you should be taking a lunch break, it'll only be 5 minutes, and then you'll be home in another 6 minutes, giving you a total of, and I wasn't really keeping track there, Bill.
That would be about 20 minutes.
About 20 minutes, 20 minutes of what should be an 8-hour workday. That's what Henderson's Tea can do for you in your mind, but only in your mind. Henderson's Tea takes you away from reality. Henderson's Tea. Get Henderson's Tea at Smiggle's department stores. This automobile has everything. New spoked wheels, 680 horsepower, gasoline extraction, and the new piping that runs along the side and inside the car. You'll never be without again. The wheel, 3 centimeters from your lap, and the radio, TV, digital, all within easy reach. Yes, it's the new 2017 Orvinger for 2017. Go see it at Bob Dossinger's 2017 Orvinger dealership. A car among cars. Will you be the man among men that drives it? We sure do hope so. This portion of the Phil Henry Show is brought to you by Large Breasts. Hi, Jerry Diamond here for Large Breasts. They're a treat. There's no question about it. Large breasts can make a man happy. Just like that. Can brighten up the darkest day. Can make you feel like you're walking on air. Large breasts are everywhere. Open your eyes, take a look around, and you'll see them. And large breasts can be within easy access if you know exactly what you're doing. Large breasts. Take a crack at it. I think you'll agree with me that no matter what happens in your life, even if you're in prison, even if you're in jail for the rest of your life, a pair of large breasts can make things seem as if the sky's the limit. Any possibility. Large breasts. Large breasts. Available at any restaurant.
World famous Phil Henry Show in the El Pacifico in Southern California. Yeah.
And this is Margaret Gray.
General Galen Shaw.
Robin Leonard.
And I'm Bud Dickman.
And we're filling in for Phil Henry here as we bring you the Academy Awards for this year, 2017. These are actually the Academy Awards for last year, correct, Margaret?
Yes, they're giving out awards here for films that were released in the calendar year of 2016. And then they give the awards out in 2017.
So these are not the 2017.
You know full well what I'm saying, Bud. Don't do it. Don't make me crazy with a lot of explanation.
So these aren't for 2016.
And these are the films that we're seeing. Now, right now, the Academy Awards are in a commercial break. They'll be back in just a moment. And when they are back, we will continue to bring you the excitement and the drama behind these awards. A couple of questions that we have. What's the name of the theater they're having these awards at? And what movie was Viola Davis in? Other than that, we feel we've got everything covered, right?
Well, we did just see the Academy Award for Best Foreign Language Film, but I forget which one that was.
Exactly. So, it
was from Iran. Yeah, it was from Iran.
That's right. It was The Salesman from Iran. We were speculating if the Oscar going to a film from Iran wouldn't just piss off Donald Trump no end. I guess we'll have to wait and see.
And now they are back. And, oh, look at this. They're playing... what's the name of this song?
It's that jive-ass Verve song, something, Unlimited Symphony?
Yeah, something like that.
And Jimmy Kimmel back out on stage.
Which is up on the screen.
Oh, look at this. They're bringing a tour bus in, or, you know, so we're supposed to think.
This, again, is another one of the comedy bits that they do, that the different hosts will do. And a commentary on the Academy Awards and what they think is silly or wonderful about them.
Yeah, so now they're bringing in, well, there's supposed to be the tour bus full of people.
Well, look at that. I think I just saw Mel Gibson sitting at a seat at the very end of that row.
No, that wasn't Mel Gibson. I don't care what they think of Mel Gibson. They wouldn't have the balls, you know, to hashish.
Yeah, they're going to sit Mel Gibson at the very end of it.
All right, now they're introducing someone else.
Because we are talking an awful lot, we miss the names of a lot of these people.
The last name was Bernal something.
The longest film to win a Foreign Language Academy Award had a running time of over 7 hours. Well, the longest film to win a Best Picture had a running time of almost 4 hours.
What's this guy think he is, Fernando Lamas?
That sounds like a young Ricardo Montalban.
Nominees for Best Animated Short Film.
Billy, the Best Animated Short Film.
Oh, what the hell were they talking about the Best Picture for?
They wanted to feel like...
Borrowed Time. Andrew.
Borrowed Time is what they want to feel like what?
Like they were big shots. Borrowed Time is one of them.
Parasiter and Cigarettes is another animated short film. Who watches these?
Pearl. We're trying to determine that now.
There's another one called Pearl. Piper.
And this is called Piper.
And Mark Sondheimer.
We don't know what any of these are about. And we aren't even sure if anyone sees them.
Well, I think where you can go...
Oh, he is a very young Ricardo Montalban, isn't he?
Piper, Alan Barillaro, and Mark...
They give it to Piper, so there you go.
Hey.
You don't give a damn. Why are you faking it?
Somebody's got to applaud it. Well, I mean, there's people there that care about it, and they applaud it, and they think it's bitching.
So Piper wins the Best Animated Short. Isn't that nice? Well, it is about a little sandpiper bird.
Yes, oh, that's what that was, a little sandpiper bird that was popping along this thing there.
We're only here because of the kind support.
Now, that guy sounds like an American.
Yes.
John Lasseter, Andrew...
Oh, this is just short animated films. It's got nothing to do with foreigners?
I don't think so. I think any even Americans could do this.
My wife, Nancy...
Well, even Americans could do an animated film.
Yeah, but Americans beat on this award.
Oh, I see. All right.
And,
Look at he's starting to cry, which I guess is normal.
It is very, very normal.
Piper, thank you so much, especially in light of the great work of our fellow nominees. We are so deeply honored to attend.
So there's the Best Animated Short. And again, we are adding one more question to our list. What theater are they having this at? What movie was Viola Davis in? And who watches animated short films? Thank you.
These are all very worthy questions and offstage now. Oh, the two young people are staying there.
So the stories are as entertaining and powerful as any.
Get a load of this guy, will you?
Bobby thinks he's Ricardo Mandelblock.
And their characters are
just
as funny, complex, and inspiring.
We travel all over the world.
This is why they had the Hispanic.
So he could speak to the truth of being a migrant worker.
Well,
as a Latin American,
I don't think it's... Yep.
I'm against any form of wall that wants to separate us.
All right, well, there was the political pitch right there.
Absolutely. I think this will gin up Trump's base, but I think the majority of America... Now, right here.
All right, they're giving him a little bit of a standing... giving him a standing ovation.
But a lot of Hispanic people are...
The nominees for...
What that got to do with animated feature film? Absolutely nothing.
Two strings.
Kubo and the Two Strings is one of the first animated feature.
Mona is the next one. John Musker, Ron Clements, and Osnat Schur.
Well, that's not an American.
They don't have to be.
My Life as a Zucchini.
The hell is that supposed to mean?
That's just the name of it. And a Red Turtle.
Oh, the Red Turtle is the other one. No, these, you can be an American and do these.
Well, here's one more, Zootopia. Oh, that's cute.
Is this about like if a zoo ran the human race or something like that?
Yes, it's about the tyranny of a zoo. Here's the winner.
Zootopia.
And the little Ricardo Montalban actor was doing a little soft shoe and a dance.
Well, I do imagine a lot of these little asides concerning the wall and how much they despise Donald Trump.
They never said that.
No, I know that. But a lot of this will get to him and will anger him. But the base of voters that supported Donald Trump, all however many there were, will be very angry about that.
Right now, here comes the speech.
We got this crazy idea to talk about humanity with talking animals in the hopes that when the film came out, it would make...
Well, this guy's an American, too.
Damn.
And we are so grateful.
Well, I'm talking about wanting to make the world a better place by making a cartoon.
Yeah, that'll help.
Well, General, it's art, art, art. Art will save the human race. Art will save humankind.
Well, Margaret Gray's about to bawl.
You gotta cry about it.
I'm not crying.
We want to thank Bob Iger, Alan Born, Alan Bergman.
Alan Porn?
Alan Born.
For creating an amazing studio for us to work at, and every artist, technician, and manager at Disney.
Now, what studio?
Your heart and soul.
I would imagine if it's a great animated film, is it George...
I don't know. Are you talking about George Lucas?
Isn't it?
I don't know.
Or Steven Spielberg, you know, the...
Oh, I have no idea, but they made a great... Anybody can make cartoons now.
Yeah, not just Disney no more.
Welcome Dakota Johnson and Jamie Dornan.
All right, now these are the first two names I've heard clearly. Dakota Johnson and Jamie Dornan?
That is correct. Those are the names that I heard.
And let's see if we can figure out what award they're going to give, because this... Holy Christ, I'd love this. Now, Joel.
What's the language?
Sorry.
I'm sure I did. Designers are confronted with the broadest range.
What's this about?
Some set design bullshit. Excuse my language, folks.
Unfortunately, the time of our broadcast is only recovering.
Nominees for achievement in production design.
Oh, this is production design.
Oh, these are the people that create the production.
What's that mean?
Yeah.
Well, production design is when you just design the production. And you show all the people.
What is that supposed to mean?
You don't understand. It's very technical.
You know, the different Hail Caesar is one of the ones that won production design. Here's a guy dancing.
Oh, that's La La Land. This is the one everyone's been talking about.
I haven't seen this thing win an award yet, though.
Well, animated short.
Why didn't it win that?
This is not an animated short.
And here's one called Passengers. And again, this is for set decoration. So I'd imagine this is one of the real dull, no one care. People are getting up and going to the bathroom.
Yeah, that's probably true.
La La Land. There you go. Right, see?
Well, everyone says that La La Land is a shoe-in to win just about every Oscar that's going to be given. And that's probably why we will be leaving this telecast early.
Yes, we will be leaving early, folks, because we do have a time limit on our show, but also because it's pointless to stick around and wait for the later awards when everyone knows that La La Land, whatever the shit...
Not General, it's a good movie.
It's a very important film, General.
Yeah, sure. Anyway, that La La Land is going to win the damn... Probably win the best movie award. Well, win the best movie award, so we'll see about that.
Well, why do you say that?
Well, if La La Land, it's not a war film, is it?
I don't think so, no.
No, I don't think it is. La La Land is about a, well, I don't know.
See, if La La Land is a war movie, there's going to be real trouble trying to get that over the hump.
Completely with Sandy, my wife.
Now, here's the clown. Excuse me. This is the gentleman that won the production design.
And talent.
So many of these people are dull as hell.
Yeah, they do, but again, they're not actors and they're not actresses or nothing like that.
Good point made by Bud Dickman. These people not being actors or actresses, most of your production design, is that what a guy does?
Yeah, that's it.
Most of these people are dull as hell and would just clear a party out within 5 minutes.
When you went through each page.
As you can probably tell at home.
Yes. But again, making my point.
Now, you're saying if La La Land is a war movie, what if it isn't?
If it isn't, then it's got a fair, it has a fair chance. But if La La Land is a war movie.
But have you heard that it is?
I haven't heard that it isn't. I've heard that a lot of people dance and sing, but you just saw, right there, a sailor dancing on a table. Now, either it's a film about a gay bar, or it's a damn war movie, so fuck.
All right, General, take it easy, will you?
Well, I don't like being told no.
And mercifully, the speech by the production design man has ended, and all right, here comes Jimmy Kimmel.
Jimmy Kimmel is gonna give a...
Jimmy Kimmel.
Writers outside the door.
Kimmel has just said he has his writers outside the door.
Well, he has to keep them close.
Let's put them up on the screen.
Now, these are the people that were on the tour. Are they gonna surprise these people on tour bus?
Oh my God! This is a tour bus that has been rerouted into this theater.
You're kidding me?
No, that's what they're trying to get us to believe.
Two, one, Mahershala.
Now, they were told they were going to be out there. They had to be.
Why are you saying that?
Because you can't put a guy on television and not let him do, you know.
Are you kidding me or something?
I think they did know.
And you can see a lot of you may be deceived, but the stage is very small. There's a man who's squinting and taking pictures.
So this is the tour.
We know, General.
This is pretty. If this is for real, I gotta tell you, this is damn good.
That is the best stunt anybody's ever done. Jimmy Kimmel did it. Yeah, Jimmy Kimmel knows about doing stunts and stuff.
Look at this. They're showing this guy, Ryan Gosling. Is that the guy?
Yes, Ryan Gosling, by the way, in La La Land.
Oh, was he really? Okay.
The one lady had to ask him who he was.
Yeah, that's right. Now,
what tour is being conducted at 7:15 at night? Is this live?
My understanding is it is live, yes.
Well, so they're cruising around Hollywood in the dark.
Yeah, they would be.
Man, that's very unsafe.
Very unsafe tour, although...
Well, they're in the movie. Here, look at this. Denzel Washington's going to go over there, and they're going to take pictures with Denzel Washington. That one lady wanted to meet him.
Yes, and they have. Look at the...
They're a husband and wife.
Well, the one lady looks as if she's just shocked beyond words.
So this was a bit that Jimmy Kimmel did when they took a tour bus.
Yeah, we know already.
We know, General, we know.
All right, I'm just trying to... God damn, man.
All right, well, that was wonderful. We'll be right back here. That was, wasn't that wonderful? We'll be right back here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show with more of this jackassery right after this.
This is the world-famous Phil Henry Show for the El Pacifico in Southern California. General Jalen Gunn, what?
You think you just met Denzel, Gendel Washington?
Denzel Washington.
Denzel Washington.
Don't save her. She don't want to be saved. Don't save her. She don't want to be saved.
There's still time for you to win the Bellingham Publishers Clearinghouse Sweepstakes Warehouse. The Bellingham Publishers Clearinghouse Sweepstakes Warehouse is the greatest prize known to mortal man. So much money it could pay off the American debt. So much money it could pay off every nation's debt. And it'll all be yours, so you can squander it, piss it away, and live in poverty in another 5 years. The Bellingham Publishers Clearinghouse Warehouse Sweepstakes can be, and I think I got that right.
No, you didn't.
Can be yours by simply filling out this form, dropping it in a box, having your name pulled, and then you're given more wealth than every nation on earth. And remember, within 5 years, you're living in poverty again. Yes, the Bellingham Publishers Clearinghouse Warehouse Sweepstakes. Don't enter, man. Don't do it, man. Bellingham Publishers Clearinghouse Warehouse Sweepstakes. Have to be 17 years of age. Don't stand. You don't run down three and go down the street.
Margaret Gray back here. Just to remind you, Jimmy Kimmel, the bit that he's doing with the people from the tour bus is still going on. It's still dragging on ad infinitum. It's too long.
Yeah, the bit is now officially too long.
Phil Henry here for the Backstage Pass. You know, thousands of people have taken advantage of the Backstage Pass down through the years, tens of thousands, as a matter of fact, and you and yours should do the same thing. A month, a year, the Backstage Pass gives you unlimited access to everything we have on our website, and we've got over 20,000 hours of some of the greatest radio that you've ever heard in your life, over 20,000 hours of great radio, as well as additional media. We've got Hendroids, which is an actual video game, believe it or not. We have all kinds of fun, animated things. Go ahead, get a Backstage Pass and get the greatest value online, other than porn, you'll ever find.
The Phil Henry Show Backstage Pass.
Mm-mm. Tasty.
Scared of losing my hide. I was so embarrassed inside. If I could,
we got a few more minutes left here of this broadcast, and Kimmel just wasted about 9-10 minutes of it with this.
Well, I'd have to see. It is worth it.
I would.
Yeah, I think we have to give Jimmy Kimmel the nod on that one. That was a very good, a very creative bit. Bringing the people off the bus, you see. And then they go into the thing.
And they didn't know they were.
No, they did not know they were. They probably said to them, and we're going to stop the bus and give you a tour here of one of the back lots, you know.
Well, probably said we're going to give you a tour of a stage, and you'll see a TV show in production, something like that.
Yeah.
Well, that might have gone, yeah. Because when they walked out, the people had looks on their faces that ranged from they were scared to death, and then one guy looked like he couldn't have cared less.
Yeah, there was one guy like that.
Well, there was more than one guy, actually. And the reason for that is I think that they thought they were being tricked. Except that one lady.
Well, then the lady met Denzel Washington, and the other guy met Nicole Kidman.
The one guy that met, or the lady that met Ryan Gosling, didn't care.
She didn't look like she cared.
I think she cared, but she was not that impressed. You know what I'm saying?
But she didn't care.
I think she... I'll say it again. I think she cared, but wasn't that impressed.
So we are talking about the Academy Awards that is on right now.
And again, the questions that are outstanding, we haven't had them answered. What movie was Viola Davis in? What's the name of the theater that they're in right now? I think that's about it. We, of course, have missed the names of a great many of the people who have been giving out the awards, and we've missed the awards themselves.
The awards that we have been able to see, though, animated short.
Yeah, there are a lot of... As my great-grandfather said, a lot of garbage, you know?
Yeah, your great-grandfather was from Boston, right?
Yeah, he came from Boston. He used to say, you know what, that's nothing but garbage. So what we've been seeing lately here on the Academy Awards, Best Animated Short, Best Animated Feature, Best Documentary, Best Production Design.
That's very good memory, General.
Yeah, I think that's it, General.
All right, Dickman. General, give it a rest, will you?
Well, I think it is it.
Yeah, I think you got that.
Yeah, so that's what we've seen, and as you can tell, that's not a very sexy list at all. In fact, that would be considered a life-threatening disappointment if that's all you got to see at the Academy Awards, and your whole desire was to see the Academy, all you got to say was production design, you'd probably go home, open up a real big fat vein in a warm tub of water.
What a horrific thing to say.
All right, I'm sorry, stop it. I'm sorry, it was a joke.
Very funny.
We'll be right back here, the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
William Poundsdale of Sabbatha, New York. My head is about to just blow to bits. And then someone says, take a Wisenell. And I took two of them. They said, take only one. I took two. And I couldn't feel my head from the neck up. Wisenell is the capsule that can deaden the pain from the neck up like you wouldn't believe. You're only supposed to take one. That guy there saying he took two means he violated what is essentially the warranty or the contract between the purchaser and the product. Nonetheless, you can hear him again say, I was dead from the neck up. Nothing. No feeling. No sensation. Were you able to think? I could think clearly. I knew where I was. I knew what planet. I knew what my name was, but I didn't want to move, and I didn't want to do anything other than lay there and laugh. Wisenell, the greatest headache cure known to man. Get yourself a 25-pack today at your local Snickman's. Wisenell, it's good.
Oh, man. Man.
You'll just want to lay there and laugh. The police there. That is Sting singing there, ladies and gentlemen. Sting, of course, sang one of the nominated film songs here this evening, so that's why we thought we would come back with that.
Just a few more minutes left in the program.
Right now, they're showing a clip from The Bicycle Thief.
The Bicycle Thief, thought to be by many one of the greatest films ever made. Now they're showing clips of others.
Now, this is some actor speaking French and talking about how great movies are.
Well, this is what the Academy Awards does this every year. They always talk about how wonderful they are and how life would end if we didn't have movies.
That's kind of a tradition.
Yes, it is a tradition, Robert, that the Academy Award broadcast will feature a clip where people say that movies have changed their lives and made things better, when in point of fact, the only lives movies change are the lives of the actors and the big bank.
Shit.
Now, General, don't be bitter.
Yeah, General.
I'm not bitter.
They continue to show film clips, and here's a lady saying, the movie touched me personally, and the magic of the cinema.
That is a phrase you'll hear an awful lot of, the magic of the cinema, the magic of the cinema. And it is, in a way, a magical thing, but I would say that the only magic, as the General indicated, the only magic of the cinema is how much, General, you could say it.
How much damn money they make with just one god.
All right. But we all have to agree with one thing. We all have our favorite films. General, yours.
My favorite film is a film called Steel Helmet, a Sam Fuller movie. Loved it.
And Robert?
I like my favorite movie was Jungle Fever.
And Bud?
My favorite movie was E.T.
E.T., you gotta be kidding.
I thought it was very lovely.
And my favorite film, I would have to say, is Shakespeare in Love. I'm Margaret Gray.
What the hell is that?
What the hell is what?
It's Shakespeare in Love.
Yeah, well, the guy saying Citizen Kane.
Let me tell you something about Citizen Kane, folks. Citizen Kane blew an army of ducks.
General.
No. Citizen Kane blew an army of ducks. I couldn't figure that goddamn movie out.
Yeah, General.
General, when you put down Citizen Kane, you're basically putting down the cinema. You're putting down the theater in and of itself. And I think it's wrong. I think it's very wrong.
Here's one. I don't give a shit. I'm General Galen Shaw.
Robin Leonard here, and with General Galen Shaw, Bud Dickman, and Margaret Gray, it looks like we've got to leave you. It has all been a great, great pleasure here to bring to you the Academy Awards. And maybe we'll do it next year, maybe we won't.
This is the first time we have done the Academy Awards, and with any luck, we won't have to do this again.
I'm Margaret Gray. The world-famous Phil Henry Show is executive produced by Phil Henry for Siempre Incorporated, All Rights Reserved, on Podcast One.
I'm General Galen Shaw, filling in for Phil Henry. See you tomorrow with a regular show. Jesus Christ.